Welcome to our 31st show. Ask Dr. Smith live, and put together some really, really fascinating pearls of wisdom for you this evening. You know, as the more I dig, the more critical information I keep finding, which keeps me excited. And that's the name of the game. When I get bored, then I'll stop doing these shows. But all kidding aside, the amount of information out there is astronomical, but you have to sift through it to really get the pertinent facts. So without further ado, if you have any questions, put them in the chat. We'll get to them at the end of the show. I'll stay as long as necessary to answer your questions. Title basically, Adverse Effects of C19. So you all know what C19 is, right? It's not a recipe. Inoculations, I don't even call it a vaccine anymore because it's not. It's inoculation. So a little prologue here. So according to some experts that I highly respect, their credentials are beyond questionable. Within 5 years, 80% or more of those who have been inoculated, either by choice or coercion, and by the way, they cannot coerce you to take the vaccine or inoculation because it is not approved by the FDA. It's experimental, and you have to stand your rights. The Nuremberg Code of Ethics specifically states you need consent to inject anything experimental into a human being. So you could politely refresh their memory of the Nuremberg code. So anyway, so the bottom line is, at worst, most people or these people will be dead. And at best, you're going to see deathly injury due to these prions, which are protein particles, spike proteins, messenger RNA converted into transhumanist DNA. Now, transhumanist DNA, in layman's terms, is they're putting in chips or nanoparticles, and literally they want to enhance your longevity, make your mood happier so you won't be depressed. You'll be a happy robot and increase your cognitive abilities. So they have a great future planned for all the little robots that get their transhumanist DNA. You can expect anaphylactic shock when they're putting in these foreign proteins into the body, paralysis of the lungs, fatal blood clotting, and a cocktail of aborted fetal and animal tissue containing viruses, which include AIDS. And I guarantee you, the aborted fetal tissue and animal tissue is not kosher. So for those who are religious out there listening, you're getting TRAFE or toxic food. It's scary, you know, that according to Dolores Cahill, has impeccable credentials a mile long as an international known virologist, mineral oil is all you need to enhance the antibody production from a vaccine. All this other poisons that they put in there, polysorbate 80, aluminum, thimerosal, antibiotics, fetal tissue, according to her, it's unnecessary. All you need is mineral oil. So they're really killing the people with all these adverse toxic adjuvants, as they call them, in these vaccines. So the bottom line is Pfizer vaccine is confirmed to cause neurodegenerative diseases. It has been discovered that the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine may have a long-term health effects not previously disclosed, including ALS, Alzheimer's, and other neurological degenerative diseases. Pfizer vaccine is a messenger RNA vaccine of untested type. So they're putting all this experimental garbage in you. There's no long-range or even short-term safety studies. And it's been reported by the National Library of Medicine. So in other words, when you get these foreign proteins in your body, degenerative brain conditions may appear at any time in your life after receiving the inoculation. So what a crapshoot what a surprise that's going to be to a lot of these geniuses that got shot up. The RNA sequence of the vaccine or inoculation, as well as the spike protein target and interaction, which is going to convert your intracellular RNA binding proteins to form a compound called TDP43 and fused in sarcoma into their pathological prion conformation. So the result of the components that they're putting in the vaccine creates these pathological prions or proteins, which then are going to set you up for autoimmune problems. The National File, which is a newspaper that put out a lot of facts about the C-19 inoculation, actually reached out to the CDC, which is a private corporation for profit, and their whole agenda is to sell vaccines. CDC has nothing to do with the government. They're a private corporation that sells vaccines. So they sent out this request to inquire as to why Pfizer vaccine is still being distributed despite these credible allegations about neurological diseases being created. They haven't gotten a response. Well, what else is new? Sounds like a Joe Biden move. Don't respond. Don't talk about it. Vaccinated people are walking time bombs, and they're going to be a threat to society. And you'll know in a minute why. The experimental inoculation accelerates the generation of highly contagious super strains in their own bodies, with the result that they will become walking biological time bombs and a threat to society because they're going to pass off these super strains to everybody else, especially people that didn't even get the vaccine. See, the globalists knew this fact, and it's consistent with their goals of global mass extermination. You go on YouTube or you look on, do a search in Google, the Georgia Guidestones, it's written there in, I think, 6 or 7 different languages in granite. They want to reduce the world's population. They're not bashful. They're telling you. So they're basically giving the most dangerous and most contagious people the so-called vaccine passport in robots so that they can freely roam across society, spreading their super viruses far and wide. This is all by design, people. This stuff has been going on for 150 years. It's nothing new. So the safest people are going to be those who have a strong innate immune system and have already built antibodies against the coronavirus without needing any medical intervention. If you listen to Dolores Cahill, once you're exposed to the C-19 inoculations, guess what? You have lifelong immunity. You don't need a vaccine or inoculation. So if you want to stay healthy, this is easily accomplished in most people with the help of vitamin D3, and make sure you get a good form that's not irradiated lanolin. You have to kind of do a little questioning. I use Premier Research's vitamin D3 because I know it's not irradiated lanolin. A good form of zinc, and I like zinc orotate because that's the way mother's milk presents its minerals to its newborn baby. Vitamin C, not ascorbic acid, food-based vitamin C. I like Amla C, which is made from Indian gooseberry. And B1, which is thiamine. Now, what's interesting, in my digging for new information about the C inoculation, I came across the fact that what is the most deadly stuff that's causing the most deaths in America? And it's not cardiovascular disease. So if you look at medicine, they describe the causes of death as related to a disease. But in reality, the leading cause of death in the United States is lead. These small planes fuel is leaded gasoline. And most likely helicopters probably have leaded gasoline also. So the bottom line is lead diminishes B1, thiamine. So when your levels of B1 become deficient, low levels, you have the same symptoms as the COVID or C virus. Bottom line is most doctors are not testing for B1 levels, And more than likely, they couldn't diagnose a B1 deficiency if it stood them right in their face. So the key is thiamine is a critical component to staying healthy. Every cell in your body needs it. The body does not produce thiamine. You have to get it in your diet. And it's heat labile. So when you're cooking, bingo, you're destroying it. Alcohol destroys it. Sugar destroys it. Toxic, additives in the food destroy it. So the bottom line is most people have low levels of thiamine. Anyway, so in addition to the vitamin D, the zinc, the vitamin C, the B1, you need good nutrition, good wholesome food, raw if possible, or slightly cooked or steamed, at least 7 hours of restful sleep a night, and avoidance of toxic foods and medications. Medications do a number on your healthy microbiome in your intestines, and that's where 60 to 80% of your immune system is located. So modern science, if we dare to even call it that, wants you to believe that we don't have an immune system. Isn't that amazing? That you need the messenger RNA to boost your immune system because you don't have one. Well, if you're eating McDonald's, Wendy's, Taco Bell, or Burger King, the four main food groups in our society, you don't have an immune system. You're a walking time bomb, 1 foot on a banana peel, and one in a grave, eating those kind of foods. So they basically keep feeding you this gigantic, dangerous lie, and it's repeated. You know, Goebbels always said, if you tell a lie once, it's a lie. But if you tell the same lie 1,000 times, it's the truth. So you hear it in the media, you hear it from your doctor, you hear it from your neighbors, you hear it from CNN, ABC, CBS, because they control the media. So they keep spewing out this garbage, and people believe it after a while, because I heard it on CNN. So be careful, people. The injections make changes to your messenger RNA, and they cause permanent damage to your immune system. So this is not like selling a defective screwdriver where you can throw it away if it breaks and buy a replacement. No, you got permanent damage, and that's the real crime of this whole vaccine or inoculation program. It's really gene therapy. Now, I'm going to read you a statement by Judy Mikovits. Judy Mikovits has impeccable credentials as a researcher. She worked for NIH back in 1990. She blew the whistle because when they were growing the vaccines on chicken embryos, the retroviruses from the chicken were being taken into the vaccine and causing chronic fatigue, prostate problems, cancer, all kinds of medical issues. And she got rewarded for blowing the whistle to alert the FDA and the CDC. They threw her in jail and they bankrupted her because they didn't want this information out to the public. Public wouldn't have gone for the vaccines. They would have lost millions and millions of dollars in 1990. So most people don't realize the vaccines do not prevent infection. It's a joke. You're injecting the blueprint of the virus and letting a compromised system to try to deal with it. Again, I'm going to refresh you that 60% of the American population has one or more chronic diseases from the get-go. So that's why these people that are in hospitals, rehab centers are dying, because they're being fed garbage, overcooked, devitalized food. They're not getting their zinc, their vitamin D, their B1s, their selenium, essential oils, and they're already with serious deficits. So that's why the darn diseases are so high. So, and at worst, it doesn't go into the cells like a natural infection would. So these nanoparticles that they're injecting into you is like a shotgun going after a flea. It goes all over the place. So it's going to hit cells that can't defend themselves against the onslaught of these nanoparticles being injected into you. See, normally you have a what they call a lock and key receptors. So it's gatekeepers preventing specific cells from getting the foreign substance so the body can adequately deal with it. This is just going carte blanche all over the place. And like I said earlier, it's a blueprint for the coronavirus that also has components of HIV in some strains, meaning you can infect your white blood cells. And in Australia, they're finding AIDS showing up in people from after the vaccination. So you're getting all kinds of super strains and viruses and retroviruses being picked up, depending on what type of brains they're growing them on. So Judy Mikovits said that she considers this program of mass inoculation as mass murder, on a scale where she believes 50 million people will die in America from the inoculations. And the numbers from the, they call it the Xenotropic Murine Leukemia Virus-Related Virus Studies and the vaccine injuries for the past 40 years support her estimate of 50 million people dying from the vaccine. So the big danger about this vaccine is that you're shooting these genes of viruses into your body, and it's going to go through the body and enter the cells that you don't even know about. So these cells are going to start making not the whole virus, but the virus protein. And these cells are going to put the waste of that spike protein in front of their cells, which are going to attract killer lymphocytes to the waste products. And anyone who does not understand, there's going to be an autoimmune attack because you have a foreign protein now, and the body's going to attack it because it doesn't belong there. And that's going to set you up for major, major problems and death. It's that simple. So you're going to plant the seed of autoimmune reactions. And she strongly advocates that you do not get any of the vaccines, or if you did get one, don't go for the second. Reduce your chances of exacerbating autoimmune problems. More warnings come from Dr. Michael Yaden. He was former vice president of Pfizer with a PhD in respiratory pharmacology, and also Dr. Wolfgang Wudarn, former head of a public health department in Germany and a doctor of pneumology. They sent an urgent petition to the European Union demanding a halt to the C19 vaccine studies due to safety concerns. They specifically identified the following serious side effects. Number one, infertility. So what better way to curb the expansion of society? Make the people infertile. Sounds like a good deal, huh? Allergic and allergy problems, potentially fatal reactions due to polyethylene glycol, which is antifreeze. So, you know, they put it in as an adjuvant to enhance the antibody production. So it's contained in the vaccines. So I'm telling you, all you need is mineral oil, which will do the same thing without this potential adverse side effects. But they wanted to make sure Murder Incorporated was very successful. So you get exaggerated immune reactions, especially when the vaccine recipient is confronted later with a real wild virus. They report that these exaggerated immune reactions to the corona vaccines have long been known from experiments with cats. 100% of the vaccinated cats died after they caught the wild virus. So it depresses your immune system to the point that when you get confronted with another active virus, your body can't handle it. So you're setting yourself up for some serious, serious problems here. I strongly recommend you watch a video entitled Something Is Not Right, Part One, Taking the Plunge. If you go to ghsdoc.live, the YouTube or BitChute URL will be listed there. It's on BitChute. So if you look up the title, Something Is Not Right, Part One, Taking the Plunge on BitChute.com, it'll probably show up, but the actual whole URL will be listed. Now, very interestingly, in an essay written by Gates and published in a Wall Street Journal on January 16, 2019, Gates publicly admitted that his involvement in the vaccine industry is the best investment he ever made. How do you like that? There's a real humanitarian. God bless him. He's saving the world, people. Now, according to the internationally known virologist, Dolores Cahill, again, once you recover from the C virus, you have lifelong immunity and you don't require any inoculations. And again, 60% of Americans have one or more chronic diseases. 50% of the chronic diseases are the result of poor diet and unhealthy lifestyle. 80% of our U.S. healthcare costs are related to chronic diseases. If people were eating real food, vital food, not processed, not chemicalized, no antibiotics, and all the other steroids and growth hormones and garbage, you wouldn't have these chronic disease statistics. It's ridiculous. You know, the old IBM adage, garbage in, garbage out. The more toxic your body, you're setting up a toxic terrain and you're going to have all kinds of serious medical issues. So the national status of patients with COVID, they took 50 patients and they evaluated their different vitamins, B1, B6, B12, folate, vitamin D, and selenium, and zinc. What they showed, all I saw in the report was the results for vitamin D and selenium. The vitamin D deficiency was shown in 76% of the patients, and the selenium deficiency was 42%. Excuse me. Now, compared to a control group of 150 people, the vitamin D deficiency was only 43.3% versus 76% in the COVID patients. So they're nutritionally deficient, and that's why they got the COVID. There's no big deal once you understand the simple mechanism. Another fantastic article is the Grim Reaper uses a stealth vitamin B1 deficiency hidden behind the C19 coronavirus pandemic. There was a retired medical doctor in Australia who published an article in the UK in a professional journal. And he showed that the deficiency of B1, thiamine, has the exact same symptoms as the coronavirus. Most people have a B deficiency. So I don't know about you, but I started increasing my B1 intake from a natural source. I use standard process, Cataplex B, and I've been sleeping less, waking up more energetic, and less soreness in my body because the B vitamin, especially the thiamine, they metabolize the waste products in your body so you don't get stiff and sore, even with exercise. It's too simple, people. So it was shocked to learn that only 0.25%, that's 2.6 fatalities per 1,000 of the COVID-related deaths in the U.S. were among non-institutionalized adults, with the vast majority, 99.7%, involving nursing home deaths of fragile elderly patients. This was in the Annals of Internal Medicine in January 2021. It's a recent research. If you eat garbage, you're going to expect the worst. Excess deaths were significantly higher among the middle-aged adults and were not due to COVID-1 pathology. Also, the seniors do not get the COVID from the young people. The young people get the COVID from the seniors. That's how it's transmitted. So the National Library of Medicine, lead poisoning was the leading but unstated cause of death in the U.S. Health authorities rank lead causes of death by disease, not by actual cause. So lead poisoning is causal for cancer, heart disease, respiratory disease, kidney failure, and ranks at the top of other causes of death. You have to realize that these small airplanes that are flying around use leaded gasoline. So they're spewing this poison all over the place. And lead depletes thiamine or B1. And the thiamine is a lead detoxifier. So B1 is a major antidote for lead poisoning. So just reducing that helps with mental problems because lead can get in the brain along with fluoride and aluminum and cause all kinds of problems. So an increase in alcohol, sugary foods, coffee and tea, because of the caffeine consumption during the COVID-19 lockdown, all block B1. So that it induces long-term nervous symptoms that were mistakenly called the big C, COVID-19. So it's just a smoke and mirrors, people. They're misdiagnosing what they're seeing. It has been documented how a vitamin B1 deficiency known as beriberi, which now masquerades as COVID-19 coronavirus, swept through Japan in the mid-1970s and fooled an entire country. Nobody recognized it. So thiamine deficiency is said to affect metabolic, neurologic, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, and musculoskeletal systems with overlapping symptoms. Bottom line, people that have burning pain and you don't have shingles, there's a good chance you have neuritis. And a B1 deficiency causes neuritis. And your doctor's going to attribute it to COVID because you don't know any better. So investigators have stated that beriberi is frequently overlooked, being the real masquerader. It could be a major cause of medical misdiagnosis, often with fatal consequences. It becomes imperative that attention be given to the diagnosis of thiamine deficiency in critical patients with C19 infection. There's a brain damage in virtually all severe cases of the C19, which could be resolved with thiamine therapy. Very inexpensive. I don't recommend the IV thiamine because it's synthetic. I'm a big proponent of food-based vitamins because there's other components that we don't even know about that are in the natural form. So it's very, very important. So 12 signs and symptoms of thiamine B1 deficiency. It's also known as B1, and it's one of the 8 essential B vitamins that has many important functions throughout the body. You have to understand the body does not produce its own B1. You have to get it in the food, and it helps convert food into energy. So people with fatigue issues, chronic fatigue or whatever, one component is going to be a thiamine deficiency. So again, some of the sources that you can get it from a diet are through thiamine-rich foods such as meat, nuts, and whole grains. So some of the symptoms are loss of appetite. People who have anorexia, there's a very, very good chance that it's a thiamine deficiency. And again, the doctors are not going to be able to make that diagnosis. Loss of sense of smell. Also, zinc is a component of that. But B1 is also responsible for a loss of sense of smell when you have a deficiency. Fatigue. I mean, why do you think everyone's running to Starbucks in the morning to get their motor started? They don't have enough thiamine in their diet to produce the energy in the mitochondria. Reduced reflexes. If you're sitting behind someone and the light turns green, you know, you have to wake them up to get their car started. Muscle weakness. I see a lot of patients with symptoms of muscle weakness. And again, people are looking for viruses and different things. Well, the bottom line is the more toxic your immune system is, the more toxic your terrain of your body is, these pathogens are going to manifest. And again, low thiamine levels, you're going to have a weak immune system. Blurry vision, another symptom of a B1 deficiency. Nausea and vomiting. Well, you need B1 to produce hydrochloric acid in your stomach. When you don't have enough hydrochloric acid, the protein that you consume putrefies, and that's why you get nauseous and you have vomiting. Changes in the heart rate. Again, the natural B vitamins have to do with heart rhythm, and especially in the natural B vitamin complex, you get B4, which ensures the electrical conductivity so your heart beats in rhythm. Another major symptom, number 11, is shortness of breath. I've had a few patients lately with a chief complaint of shortness of breath, and the heart's tested out okay. So I just start putting my patients on a natural thiamine, and in the next couple of weeks, we'll see the difference. Also, delirium. When you have severe deficiency, people get delirious, and I've seen a few of these people recently. So again, thiamine works in practice. So a recent study of the C19 patients where thiamine and its cofactor magnesium, very important, you add magnesium, were prescribed along with other medicines and nutrients, was found to be associated with low rates of hospitalization and death. When you have magnesium and B1, thiamine, the death rate goes way down and the chance of being hospitalized goes way down. So But thiamine therapy, as successful as it may be, is largely confined to intravenous treatment of sepsis cases in ICU. You want food-based. Trust me, it's absorbed, and you'll be a whole lot better. But if you're struck with COVID and you're in the ICU and you're a death's door, you know, I guess you have to pump them full of IV B1. Compartmentalize the medicine. So the reasons why a B1 shortage is dressed up as a COVID-19 is pretty easy to understand. Modern medicine is organized into medical specialties to treat disease, not promote health. Modern medicine can't imagine a disease that affects every organ and tissue. So in a doctor's mind, beriberi is a third world disease or a disease of the past. So doctors couldn't diagnose a case of beriberi if it was staring them in the face. Maybe an alcoholic would be the exception because they usually have red noses, which is a sign of magnesium deficiency, but also it depletes thiamine. So how many are at mortal risk? Well, the true cause of this avoidable slaughter of human lives among seemingly healthy people goes undetected. With loss of autonomic control, the immune system goes haywire and symptoms of cough, breathlessness, fever, diarrhea, and vomiting may occur, mimicking a viral infection. Diagnosis by symptomatology would be very misleading. These are related to thiamine deficiency. So according to and following the percentages of the Americans are living on the edge of death because of their shortage of thiamine that is being misdiagnosed as a viral infection. So 76% of diabetics, okay, probably B1 deficiency, 29% of obese patients, 49% of bariatric patients, 40% of community-dwelling elderly, 48% in acute care, 55% of cancer patients, 20% of emergency room patients, 33% of congestive heart failure patients, 38% of pregnant women, more with the nausea and vomiting because of the lack of hydrochloric acid, and 30% of psychiatric patients. So the Grim Reaper at work. If the Grim Reaper was lurking about, he would choose thiamine deficiency as the silent robber of life. Hearts silently stop beating. Patients become breathless without a whimper. Infants inexplicably die in their crib without a cry. Sudden crib death situations. Seemingly healthy people are here today and going tomorrow, just like the news headlines that are now being read. So, it just knocks you for a loop and the body shuts down very quickly. So does modern medicine know of this? Vaccination-related deaths are pale next to the potential ongoing fatalities induced by beriberi. An authoritative report published in February 11, 2021, issue of the Journal of the New York Academy of Sciences states, healthcare professionals are relatively unaware of thiamine deficiency. 80% of cases do not receive diagnosis and others are diagnosed post-mortem, after they die. Infections increase the need for thiamine and precipitate nervous system abnormalities. So basically, people, the takeaway from tonight's presentation is very simple. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. By taking vitamin D3, vitamin C, zinc, thiamine, B1, selenium, and eating clean diet, exercise, meditate regularly, your chances or little to none that you're going to contract COVID-19. That's what my grandmother told me, and I stick by it. So, Jared, do we have some questions that people are going to throw? Is it the B-complex you use and B12? Are they just as important? Yeah, absolutely. Sandy, I strongly recommend Standard Process, Cataplex B, and they also have B12 folic acid. You want methylcobalamin and not cyanocobalamin. Methylcobalamin is what's in food. And you also should throw in some cataplex G because you also need the components that break up the lipotropic factors to digest fats in your body. So cataplex B and cataplex G and B12 folic acid from Standard Process. If we already received the vaccine inoculation, how can we reverse it? Good question. There are homeopathic remedies that I'm sure are available to neutralize the vaccine. They're called SARCODs, or NOSODs, rather. NOSODs. It's a good question. What I'll do is I'll, in the next week, contact my homeopathic manufacturer that makes our custom remedies and ask them if they do have a NOSODE for the present vaccines. But a great question. Julian Mikovits, I think, was coming out with some type of antidote for the vaccine. So I'm anxiously awaiting her response too, but I will check in the homeopathic form. Did you say standard process cataplex B? Yes. And also G, cataplex G. Yes. Do you have to take vitamin K along with D? Duncan, vitamin K is present in any greens. So if you're eating greens, you'll get K2 and you'll get the full gamut. It doesn't hurt. Vitamin K is also very effective in pulling out calcium where it's deposited in soft tissue where it doesn't belong. So if it's in your blood vessels and all, it'll help make them more supple. But more importantly, you want a clinician's preference, which is the omega-6, omega-3, and 11-to-1 ratio. That will help dissolve out the plaque in your blood vessels. You have to understand in these atherosclerotic patients, 85% of the plaque buildup in your coronary blood vessels are due to adulterated omega-6 oils. The clinician's preference will dissolve that junk out. But K2 can hurt. But like today, I made a delicious glass of apple juice, Granny Smith, and I put a heaping teaspoon of Pure Synergy in it, which has 60 different grasses and herbs and just organic stuff, and that's Sunoco Racing Fuel. So I get my K2 and all the other B vitamins and everything. If relatives or friends took the shot, is there a detox program you can suggest to help them deal with the after effects? Yeah, basically, I have the part two. It's online. That is a very comprehensive detox program. And I give all the details, all the supplements, the manufacturers, the sources. So I strongly recommend taking that detox program because it's methodical. It only took me 35 years to connect the dots on the proper sequence. You just don't go in there and start pulling toxins out of the body. You have to prepare the body by supporting the liver with specific nutrients. Okay, so it's very important that you do it in a proper sequence. Duncan, thank you for coming online tonight. Nelson, Doc, where can we get your suggested supplements, especially Cymessens? William Wong, you can look him up online. He's down in Texas. If you just put in Cymessens, Dr. William Wong, W-O-N-G, his website will come up and you'll find him right away. He's not hiding. He's a really from the heart guy. His supplements are, the Cymessens, I think, is the best systemic enzyme on the planet at this point in time. So if you detox your body and nourish and breathe in at least 95% pure oxygen, will you be healthy? I think, Evelyn, you're going to levitate. If you're eating that clean, you'll be better than the yogis from India. We need an antidote so that many people have taken the Franken shot. I will look into that. Absolutely, I will look into it. What's the best way to help someone who has been hospitalized with respiratory issues and they want to avoid the ventilator? Well, thiamine for lung problems, muscle function, to counteract, you know, the other symptoms of weak muscles. Thiamine. I'd load them up with a B1 from standard process, cataplex B, and I would also put in some cataplex G in there too. What are your thoughts on the shedding, self-spreading, and avoiding it? Well, from what I've seen online from nurses, they're stating emphatically that people who haven't gotten the vaccine, who got close to people who did get the vaccine are coming down with bleeding problems and clotting problems. So that's a definite, I don't have any personal experience with that. I'm just going by what these nurses are saying on YouTube and these other platforms. But I certainly would not want to hang around with a lot of people that were vaccinated. You may have to change your friends. Sandy Rizzo, many people around have been vaccinated. I do not want to live in fear. We will be okay around them as long as we take care of ourselves. Well, again, if you boost your immune system on a daily basis, I think you'll be okay. But just to play it safe, I really would try to stay away from anyone in the first 3 weeks after they got inoculated, just to play it safe. How do you take the mineral oils? And well, you don't take the mineral oils. The statement I made was in reference to the fact that the manufacturers of the vaccine can put mineral oil in their vaccine to stimulate the production of antibodies. But you don't want to, well, if you're going to go out on a drinking binge, Lisa, drink some mineral oil and your body won't absorb the alcohol that you're drinking. So you'll drink anybody under the table. But from a health perspective, you don't want to take it because it's going to prevent the absorption of nutrients in your intestines. So it's just an adjunctive or additive to the actual vaccine to stimulate antibody production. Anybody else? No, thanks for watching. I think so far we've answered everybody's question. I will look into the antidotes for the vaccine. I know my good friend down in Georgia, she's a recent medical researcher. She's been working on potential solutions for those who are vaccinated. So I have a few sources to check into, and we'll definitely get it up. If I get it before next week's show, I'll put it up on my website, ghsdoc.live. So thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. Stay well. Stand your ground. Refuse the vaccines at all costs. And have fun. See you next week, people. Thank you.